Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
My Senator Dick Durbin has a challenger, and that challenger is Mark Kern, and we welcome him onto the show right now. Mark, thank you so much for coming on with us. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Annie, for inviting me.
Absolutely. I want to ask you a little bit about what motivated you to challenge Dick Durbin. I would say in the last segment I was talking about how this is a tall order. Dick Durbin is, what, fourth in seniority for the Democrats in the Senate or something like that. And he's a well-known senator. What made you say, I think I have to do this. I need to try to unseat Dick Durbin?
Right. So I was a longtime sheriff of Lake County, Illinois, elected sheriff. And I was looking to, moving on politically. And I looked at running for judge and I looked at running for state rep, and those would have been easy races. And it just didn't feel right. And I decided to get in the primary for United States Senate, the Republican primary. It was a five-way primary. I wound up winning by 20 points. But I just looked at where our country's headed. The direction. Dick Durbin is he's number two. He's the whip, and he's been in that amongst the Democrat leadership in the Senate. He's been in that position for a long time now. So Dick Durbin is everything that's wrong with politics. You know, we spent yesterday driving around in East St. Louis, and it's just, you don't see that anywhere else in America, where you have these burned out buildings that continue to stand 10 years later. They're not leveled, and just
and Durbin's from down here. He should have, this should be personal for him, this area here in the Metro East and Southern Illinois.
I agree. So that's Dick Durbin. You know, Dick Durbin's all about Dick Durbin maintaining his power in the U.S. Senate. And you say it's personal. It should be. I mean, how do you look to educators that help mold you in the eye, the people that, you know, from the community you came from, and say, you know what, I've been in power all these years and this is what I've done. Nothing to help revitalize that community. And it's really a sad, you know, that somebody like Dick Durbin has had, you know, that opportunity and has done nothing with it. Done nothing with it for Illinois. He's killed Illinois. Really, his main election is to maintain that spot as the whip in the Democrat leadership. So he's taking Illinois for granted. He doesn't really even run for election up here. He just makes sure that he takes care of the other Democrats in the U.S. Senate so that they continue to vote for him to be whip.
Mark Kern is a candidate for U.S. Senate in Illinois, joining us now. Mark, very open-ended question here, but where do you stand on the president's policies? Where do you stand on President Trump?
So I think President Trump's doing a great job, and I support him wholeheartedly. I stand with him on essentially all the issues, immigration, and right on down the line. He's defended liberty, and you know, he's doing his best to give us the best justices, both on the Supreme Court and the lower federal courts. He's trying to make America first and bring jobs back home. And areas like East St. Louis and other areas in Illinois got decimated when these good-paying jobs got shipped overseas. So President Trump sees that, you know, that there's a thing called free trade, but it's got to be fair trade. It's not, you know, if we're dealing with rogue actors like China, that we need to make sure it's fair.
We're speaking with Mark Kern, who is challenging Dick Durbin for his United States Senate seat. I want to ask you a little bit about your experience in law enforcement, because the Democratic Party as a whole right now, there's a defund the police movement. There's a little bit of discussion over what defund actually means. I'll tell you what I think we can all agree on. It's not in support of law enforcement. And I, you know, I have a lot of law enforcement friends and people who are married to law enforcement. This is a kind of a scary time in our country to be wearing the uniform and looking to, you know, protect and serve and you know, work with the community to keep the community safe. I don't feel like the Democratic Party right now offers a lot of confidence to those people who are sacrificing their time and their efforts to try to keep these communities safe. What's at stake right now for law enforcement in this election coming in November?
Well, it's not just law enforcement what's at stake. It's, you know, citizens and homeowners and business owners. You know, part of the problem with East St. Louis, you know, Doug Dial, who's with me, is coordinating my campaign down here. We were driving around trying to find a grocery store anywhere near where everybody lived in East St. Louis, and there isn't one. You know, they talk about those desert oases where there's no grocer is willing to invest in that community because they don't feel safe. So when you take law enforcement out, you essentially are not going to have anybody that wants to be there, because if they have to worry about their store clerks getting shot and their grocery getting looted and thugs intimidating customers and what have you, nobody's going to invest in that community. So law enforcement, historically business people understood this, that law enforcement is critical to having an area where people want to invest in. And, you know, you take away safety and, humans are not such great characters that we can just trust them to their own devise. That's not the world we live in. So, yeah, food oases was what mm-hmm. I was – food deserts, you know, is what I was yeah. talking about. That's what they have in all these inner cities. And East St. Louis is just a prime example.
Mark Curran is running for U.S. Senate in Illinois. And, Mark, you're running against Dick Durbin. Usually that's going to be an uphill battle, especially in Illinois. But this seems like a terrible time to be a longtime legacy politician in this country, especially in this region, in light of Missouri's primary and in light of the political climate in Illinois. That's got to be heartening to you right now.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, people are going to know that, you know, it's their choice is a sheriff or somebody that has been there for 38 years and has presided over the destruction of Illinois. So, you know, I mean, your average person on the street, you think that there's no sheriffs in Washington right now. So, you know, it might be a good example with what's going on. Something that is needed. It might be a good time for a sheriff to be running for U.S. Senate. And beyond that, you know, there's a third party candidate in the race, Willie Wilson, black guy running on reparations. I can tell you this, his signs are all over the black areas up north.
Yeah, we're speaking with Mark Curran, who is challenging Dick Durbin for the United States Senate seat. I want to ask you about, specifically here in the state of Illinois, the relationship that Governor Pritzker has had with Donald Trump, the efforts that have been made on the governor's behalf with the support of the legislature on keeping the state very much so closed down. We also are moving into the school year, and there are a lot of restrictions that are coming from the governor's office. And in the midst of all of that, you have people who are looking for, you know, work. Maybe they've been furloughed. They've been out of work. They've lost their jobs. Right now, the United States Senate is discussing a stimulus package to help people all over the country as they cope with the effects of, economically speaking, COVID. I'm curious about your thoughts on what you've seen be done so far. And if you are in the Senate right now, especially compared to what Dick Durbin would be doing, how would you react to helping Americans get out of the economic despair as a senator?
Right. So I'm essentially a middle-class guy, and that's what I'm running as, you know, the middle-class candidate. And the middle class in this country has been overlooked for a long time. You look at Dick Durbin, I mean, he was probably a middle-class guy at one time, then went to Washington, D.C., became a millionaire, got his wife a nice lobbying job so she could lobby on behalf of the biggest corporations and the biggest donors, and the middle class got left behind. So what's going on with this whole coronavirus, and J.B. Pritzker inherits $4.5 billion, he's clueless as to how bad people are suffering, and the fact that businesses can't continue in this environment where, you know, we can serve 50% or, you know, and if we have one person or 50 people, if we have one person over that, we're going to come in, we're going to fine you, we're going to shut you down. Just, this is not America. This is, you know, the freedom is just going bye-bye. What President Trump said about the schools, I mean, no child left behind. As a result of that, schools up in my area, you have kids that haven't been on a computer, don't go on the computer, don't do anything for 6 months, and then the teacher's forced to pass them on to the next grade. How is that going to help America long term? It's just not. So you have these, you know, these Democrats that think that they know best, and they're just destroying everything. And what's going on right now is a prime example.
Mark, you're running for U.S. Senate in Illinois.
Yep,
you know,
I got a fundraiser tonight too, down in Columbia, Illinois, at 11 West Sand Bank Road, at a place called 11 South. So, you know, anybody that wants to come out there and see me, you know, that'd be great. You know, you can contribute if you're able to. If you can't, you know, that's fine. Just love to see people out there tonight.
Where's the location again, so people can?
The place is called 11 South, and it's in Columbia, Illinois.
Okay.
So way down here, and yeah, we're in Edwardsville right now. We're out in front of the plumber's lumber yard, and going to talk to these great people in a few minutes. And I'll be back down in Jonesboro on the 18th. And I've been getting down to Southern Illinois. I love it down here. You know,
yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah, Mark, I was going to ask you about you know, you're running for Senate. You're kind of missing out on the spending part that everybody loves to do right now. And when, if you were to win and get in there in November and then take office in January, you're going to be dealing with a whole lot of debt. I just wonder what you're going to be doing to sort of combat the debt while also making sure our economy stays up.
Right. So, I mean, I think it's generational theft, and you know, we can't do this to our children and grandchildren. And I'm actually one of the few candidates you'll ever see that talks about it. You know, the reality is that Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, military, and the interest on the debt is essentially the whole budget. It's mandatory spending items. So it's not going away, but we got to balance the budget. You know, we had those tax cuts, and they were good for the economy, but by the same token, we had added $1 trillion even with a booming economy and with tax cuts. So it doesn't work. We're going to have to, you know, it's not enough. We're going to have to do more. We're going to have to look for cuts, and we're going to have to look for, you know, potentially revenue. Everybody hates that word, but it's not going to be on the middle class. That just cannot happen. So I'm all about it. I understand it. I've been talking about that issue. I think it's a national security issue when we continue to spend what we don't have. We have $26 trillion in debt right now. This coronavirus, we're going to have a $5 trillion budget debt accumulated in this year. I mean, this is crazy numbers, and it's not moral to do this to our children and grandchildren.
I so much agree with that. Mark Curran, tell us where people can find you, where you are, at least online, how people can support you. Where do you want to connect with them?
So it's electcurran.com. I'm on, you know, all the social medias, and, you know, we're a lot of fun to watch. We went to J.B. Pritzker's house last week and delivered a toilet.
No.
Week before, we rang on
he probably
Mike
had
Madigan's
no use for
door
it.
And we rang on Mike Madigan's door and delivered some political literature, because that's how you get a job in Chicago. You gotta do that. It was Curran literature, so I don't know if he's going to be impressed enough to hire us, but you know, we're working hard. We're keeping things fun. We get this Durbin cardboard cutout that we carry around the state with us, because nobody's ever seen the guy, or at least most people haven't, unless you're a really big wig. So electcurran.com, whatever you can do to contribute, it'd be great, because this is really a grassroots campaign.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Mark. Great to speak with you. I'd encourage people to check you out. You said in Columbia at 11 North?
Yeah, Paul Schimpf is the host for me, my fundraiser up there, and my good buddy Doug Dial, that's working so hard for me down here, will be there, and everybody else. So it's 11 West Sandbank Road in Columbia, Illinois, and the place is called 11 South.
All right, connect with Mark on his website, on social media. We'll talk to you again soon, Mark. Thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Punch. Appreciate everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.